back with Vershawn Jackson on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I can do without. Come on. It's the captain. It's the ticket. 93.7. Jay Debo Foreman.
What's up?
Where did Debo come from? How'd you get the name Debo?
I don't know. It was probably from you. Dwayne Harris took me underneath his wing.
Maybe that's
Wayne
what it was.
I was probably a little Debo.
Yeah, he was first Debo.
Yeah. Wayne had it.
And Wayne was Debo.
Yeah, he was, for real.
For real.
Yeah.
If there was a real life Debo, it was Wayne.
Yeah. And he had them big old hands, though.
Catcher's mitts.
Right?
Yeah. Bigger than your head.
Yeah.
Smack your whole head off.
Yeah. Still to this day, when you see him, I give him respect. Him and Clint Childs.
Man, what would I wouldn't be the player. Debo was the reason why I played. Being on scout team, having to block him.
You ain't got no choice but to get better.
You have to get better.
Dog. Corey Schlesinger coming through there?
Oof.
You got to make some business decisions.
How was them collisions?
Hey, after a while, I was like, look, man.
Did you brother-in-law? Did you tell him, calm down?
I was like, I give you a good look, but you ain't going to have me out here with, torn up AC joints and stuff like that. Because Schlesinger, he welcomed that stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got him back, though. I got him back in the league, though.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. He was playing for Detroit. And so you could always tell when he was coming on an ISO.
Yeah.
Right? And so he came through, and one of the D linemen had made we used to call it made the guard burp. So he kind of got off track. So I caught him mid flight.
Oh boy!
Laid the hammer on him a little bit. So then I knew, I was like, this cat gonna be coming.
Right. He done pissed him off.
Right. So I was woofing a little bit, made the tackle or whatever, because it was him and Dominic.
Yeah.
So I was talking junk in between, you got the when they come out TV timeout or whatever. So I knew the ISO was coming. I seen Corey. He looked at me, and I was like, "Yeah, I was hyping it up. Like, yeah, I'm coming. I UFC'd him. Yeah, I'm coming." Right. He came through there. Hey, I hit him with the Olay.
Oh, you had the Olay?
Oh, yeah. I got real skinny in the hole.
Yeah.
And then came back, made the tackle. He chased. When I say this man chased me for the next two quarters, he chased me for the next two quarters, and I knew he wouldn't cheap shot me. But he's like, I want to get you back. I was like, bro, you ain't. Hey, it's over. You might as well forget it. Hey, because you ain't. Hey, it ain't happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Jay, what do you need to see in the spring to say we turned in the corner?
I think that I think that this spring is going to be unique because there's so much competition in essentially every room. Every room spots are open to be taken.
Yeah.
So you want to see depth. So you want to see, when they have the ones out there, twos. And then also want to look at, say a guy that's had a, good couple weeks as a two. Does he start getting reps at one? You know what I'm saying? So then you see the constant competition.
And the continuity.
Continuity. So you want to see continuity. But, as far as, what you really want to see, just probably – better fundamentals. I think the biggest things that Nebraska can do better is just the, running, blocking, tackling, execution. This is a huge spring because I'm assuming that the systems are going to be a little bit of what they had before and then what Whipple wants to do. So that's actually really good because, say we're in a tight end room, right, and you were a starter or played a lot of reps last year, and me and Nick, we were watching from the sideline like, man, we can do that, right? Now, going into it when it's the old system, you got more than a leg up. Now everybody's on the even playing field.
Yeah.
And
From a
mental perspective. Yeah. But then also getting a fair shot and all that other stuff, meaning it's a free-for-all. Because you can't keep nobody on the cupboard. If you from Ogallala, Nebraska, and you can get down, you're going to be playing. If you a three-star recruit, four-star recruit, red shirt, you're going to get a chance to play. And so, the biggest thing I just think is I want to see continuity from, say, ones, twos, and threes. Mm. And what that mean is that will let me know is there's a – which I know we're going to greatly assume that the teaching is going on and then the learning is going on, and then they're applying it to practice against other, you know, obviously against the team.
We talked offensive linemen yesterday. Are you concerned with the offensive lineman room?
No, because I think that, you know, they added some guys. I think they had a couple good young guys. Now, obviously, losing Cam Jurgens is a big hole because, you know, you didn't expect him to, you know, turn pro after, you know, one solid season and being, you know, a redshirt sophomore. Mm-hmm. You'd expect it maybe after this season. So that's a big hole to fill. I think everything else will kind of work itself out. I like Donovan, his mindset and what he's going to teach and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, when you hear, you know, him, you know, saying that, you know, I'm going to develop the guys here, you know, then you like to think that he's going to be able to get a little bit more, you know, squeeze a little bit more juice out of those guys. So, you know, with those guys, I ran into two of them at the Home and Garden show and asked them what was different, and they could tell you very, very clearly mm-hmm. what their approach is, what they're working on, and what they're doing and why. Right. So that lets me know when we talked about it before, you know, they know where they're standing. So, you know, they're all moving it as one, and that's going to lead to more consistent play, you know, on the field. And offensive line, I wouldn't say it's easy to turn around, but you can turn around a lot quicker than if you don't have any receivers that can get off jams and stuff like that and guys that can throw routes. Now, you know, one has got to be the discipline, cut the penalties down. Two has got to be the physicality. So that's going to bring guys in that maybe, you know, kind of didn't play well. You know, does Ethan Piper have a jolt in production because of far as like testing and size and everything? You know, he's right there for you. Now, is a different voice and different coaching techniques.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And a different scheme suit his playing style a little bit better. So, you know, I think that, you know, as long as everything goes the way it should, you should be pleasantly surprised. You know, and look, I would like to see, you can't really play any worse, right? So you get what I'm saying?
No, you better not play any worse.
But I will say this, that there was at times where they actually played pretty good. Because if you look at, I think the biggest thing for them, offensive line is consistency. Because if you look at the first half against Michigan, right, you could argue they won the physical battle against one of the better defenses in the league. Mm-hmm. The second half, you saw the pad level come up extremely high. And so that's not anything that the opponent's doing. That's just being consistent.
Yeah, but how much does that have to do with conditioning? Because we never got tired in the fourth quarter.
Conditioning is that comes from – that's an individual choice, but then also it's a practice choice. You know, if you practice hard enough, you don't got to run out to practice. It's just kind of attention to detail, right? Mm. Understanding that when you know, it's no different if you have a bad first half, right? Then you come out and play better in the second half. I can point to that. First half against Michigan State, not very good. Second half, a little bit better. Same thing. Oklahoma, not very good from a penalty standpoint, physicality standpoint. Come out in the second half, and they actually were pretty physical. So, you know, I think it's probably a little bit of everything, but I think that, you know, I'm pretty sure that they're made aware of it and it's something that they're going to address. You know, look, you know, there's no time to – you better be in better shape earlier than later, because that could be the difference between you backing up, starting, and you being one of the main cogs to hopefully the turnaround of the offensive line play. Because the offensive line, if the offensive line improves, the defensive line is going to improve because they go against each other. Mm-hmm. And if you have an improvement and consistency out of both of those and you add depth on the lines, that makes everybody else look a lot better.
Strengths and weaknesses of the black shirts, just of the defense in general.
Right. Well, the defense schematically wise, I like the continuity of the coaching staff because you know, Dawson goes from just coaching outside linebackers to D-line and outside linebackers. Then you got Shenander that kind of helps out as well. So I think that right there is a huge strength that you can't like measure in the offseason. Again, they got a lot of depth. They definitely filled back up in the defensive back room. I like the depth at linebacker positions because I think there's some guys that played well in short stints last year.
Let me ask you one question about that real quick. Nick, and you know this too. Is it 16 scholarship players at linebacker?
I have no idea.
16, Nick, or 18?
I have no idea.
Here's what my question is.
17.
17. So you got 17 scholarship
players. Really?
Eight outside, nine
in
inside.
The room.
Really?
Yeah. I have the list.
Boy. Hey. Hey. That competition thick. Well, I ain't even really.
That's what I'm asking you.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, have you ever been in a linebacker's room where it's that many linebackers on scholarship?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't even. I mean, maybe had seven when we ran a 4-3. So kind of equivalent. You know, you got four linebackers. You know, four linebacking spots, but you got to be able to do it all. You got to be able to rush on third down. You got to be able to play special teams.
Yeah, but 4, 8, 12. I mean, you got to think walk-ons. You got, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of linebackers.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, heck yeah, that's.
That seems like a lot.
That's a lot of reps, but I think it's not as many as you think when you play different roles. I mean, it is a lot, but I think – you know, obviously, but again, Blaze Gunnarsson got thrown in there against Wisconsin, held his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Heinrich played the whole season, and Reimer played. They both produced. Garrett Nelson had his probably best year and most consistent year. Same with Caleb Tanner, right? You got Feldarius Payne. If you could get what you got out of him at the first two games throughout 12 games.
What happened to him, though?
He got dinged up a little bit.
Is that what it was?
And then you got Jamari Butler, right? Who has a ton of potential. And then I know that they got Ernest Hausman that's coming in as a rookie. Mm-hmm. And you had Makai that, you know, he was injured coming in. And you had some young guys like that. So those guys are kind of like still figuring it out. So now they still have a tremendous opportunity to separate themselves from the guys that are figuring it out and then eke up towards the guys that have played a lot. Because, you know, you got two inside guys that have started, but then who's the two good guys behind them? And where do you fit? Again, special teams is huge. Special teams needs to be linebackers, safeties, corners, receivers, running backs, tight ends, with kickoff return, punt, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
So that's where separation comes.
Hey, we're talking with Jay Foreman.
I got to take off, man.
A.K.A. Debo. Hey, so let me ask you this. Is there leaders on the team? Who's the leaders on the team real quick?
I haven't been down there.
Give me the best go, Big Red.
Go Big Red.
That's
and
it.
All heads to bed. That's it. All heads to bed.
Hey, you gotta come back because I need to interview you. That's a good interview.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, for what?
Man, you know how many questions I'm gonna ask you?
Oh, I know.
Are you kidding me? You played you played in the league? You was at Buffalo? I mean Houston?
And Buffalo Bills, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
legend,
man.
Hall of Fame?
Hey, man, you fool people enough, they put you in there.
I smacked you in the mouth?
No, you did
that
not.
That should say something about me. If I smacked you in the mouth.
What it says about you,
you're a Hall
VJ,
of Fame guy.
VJ,
that's saying something.
You, Hoskinson,
smacked
and Tim
right
Carpenter, I have to thank you guys because me tearing you guys up, T.O. saw it. I remember the practice. I blew you up, and then I blew Hoskinson up, then I blew Tim Carpenter up. And T.O. was like, dang, you running through you throwing through them guys? You actually should be starting. Nick, I came right out the red shirt.
Don't believe the hype,
ain't
Nick.
Played football in a year.
Don't
I was rolling through VJ and company. The whole –
don't believe
the hype. I blew VJ up so much, they moved to tight end. Frank Solich was like, Jay, you need to stop hitting this dude.
Hey, this dude got jokes, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. They say, you know what?
Cut his mic.
Send
cut
him tight
his
end.
Mic. The Ticket, 93.7 The Captain.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.